You know, Joe, we hear that there might be a hearing coming up that will Jack Smith will publicly testify. What is the potential for accountability here? Is there any hope that it's great to have him on the record? But what are the consequences he could face?
Well, first of all, he shouldn't be allowed to testify in public. We don't need that. We have his deposition under oath. That can be released. Jack Smith wants an opportunity to smear the president that he could not put behind bars. He should not be given that opportunity by the Republicans. And if they allow him to testify in public, shame on them, all of them. Get some cojones and tell him to go write his book, which is exactly what he's going to do anyway. He can do it from the Netherlands, where he seems to be really at home. I think Jack Smith actually should be the subject of a federal grand jury for abuse of power, violations of the civil rights of Donald Trump. And I hope that the grand jury in Miami that is looking into this down there in Florida that we've all read about has Jack Smith as one of its targets. His conduct was absolutely criminal.
Joe, we did, though. I mean, he has testified behind closed doors. Some of the video of that testimony has been released. Do you remember Cassidy Hutchinson, this woman who claimed that Donald Trump reached from the back seat of the beast to grab the steering wheel from a Secret Service agent? Even Jack Smith found her testimony to be disqualified, unreliable, inappropriate to use in his investigation. But the January 6th committee made a star out of her, Joe.
Well, the January 6th committee, of course, was a Potemkin village. It was a false front. It never was a legitimate committee. Everything they did was tainted. In fact, it was so bad that they decided to destroy their own records so no one could go back and look at what they had done and hold them accountable.